Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When Jor is done with her bone marrow transplant, when she's healed, when she's feeling better, she told me, and I think this was supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, confidential. Okay.
Confidential. I hope I'm not putting her in a weird spot, but she said the first thing she wants to do is all of us go up to the boundary waters.
Oh, very nice.
Six of us, you know, with spouses.
Sure.
And do some camping up there. And I said, whoa, slow down. The whole portaging, that might be too much for the first camp.
Why do you lie to our listeners? Why do you lie to them?
Well, it's okay, Jory.
Why?
They're
nice people.
They are nice people, and there's nothing better.
And they know you're lying.
Than being under the stars and listening to the loons.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah. It's
right. You can I'll live stream it from the Ritz.
It's better
you guys
than
out
live
there.
Stream.
Okay.
Live stream. There's no service up there, Jor.
All right. The topic today, DJ, how to plan your very first camping trip.
Yeah. And look, this got started because I was talking to our own Mark Fry from the newsroom, who you hear regularly, and he said he's newly married. I think he said 5 months yesterday or something like that, and him and his wife have a tent that they got sometime last year or the year before, and they got the tent and they were like, okay, we should go camping, and then they sounds like they just kind of never did it, which I understand because it's a big leap. And I think a lot of us, you know, you see a commercial about the perfect beautiful day and the boundary waters with the glassy smooth water and the sun setting over the pine trees, and like who doesn't want that? That sounds great, right?
Right.
But in order to get there, like, that's a lot of work.
You got to do some work
to
have those moments.
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, drive the van with the trailer and the canoes and the sleeping bags and the Duluth packs and the portages and 5-hour drive up there and then canoe, and portage, whatever. Like, that's a lot of work to go get that picture. But a lot of people have a desire at least to take one step or two steps into camping and then see if it's something that they want to do. So it inspired our segment this week, which is going to be, if you're Mark Fry, or if you're somebody who thinks, maybe I want to get into camping, first off, now's the time to start planning, because a lot of times you need to plan you know, weeks or months in advance for some of, you know, the places, the campsites you'd want to reserve. So if you're planning something for May or June, now's a great time to start thinking about that. So
baby steps, right?
Baby steps.
Start
towards
slow.
Yes, towards your first camping trip. And I'll share. I've got a list, but I actually asked a friend of mine who I camp regularly with today. I said, what's your advice? I said, I'm making a list of advice. What's your advice for first-time campers? And her first thing she said was, make sure you know how to build a fire before you go, which I thought was really interesting. And said, great, that was not on my list. But that's true, because, you know, most of us want to have a bonfire when you're camping. And you should know how to do it when you get up there, I guess. So, I don't know. Paul, my guess is at one point you learned how to build a fire as a Boy Scout. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you should not use gasoline.
Could you build a fire today? 33 yeah. and sleep
Ooh,
with a lighter and some newspaper.
Absolutely.
Could you build a
good
fire?
Good question.
Okay. Jor? Could you build
of course
a fire
I cannot build a fire. No, I'd have a lighter or a husband to do those things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you get to have a lighter
of
with
of course. Guys, if we were in the wild, I would be the first one dead. Again, I would just be like, Uncle, I'm done. I'm not surviving the night. Take me now. I would not do well.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
You can sacrifice me and eat whatever meat you can find because, you know, again, I wouldn't be worth a good meal either. But, you know, I'll take one for the team.
All right. So to the rest of you, though, learn how to build a fire. Go into your backyard and learn how to build a fire before you go on that first camp.
Okay.
So you have an idea what you're doing.
Okay. Good advice.
And then on to the rest of my list. That was for my friend Carrie. Thank you, Carrie. The first thing I would say is location. And like I said, don't go up to the Boundary Waters and like Portage Inn for your first time, okay? Do something a little easier, close to home. Think about doing a night or two. There's places really close like Baker Park that's only a half an hour away.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to go a little further than that. You know, go an hour away. Go to a state forest. There's a couple of state forests north of here that aren't going to be super crowded. You can get like a real outdoors experience that's, you know, you're not right next to the bathhouse with the hot running water and the escape from it. You're out there a little bit, but you're still only maybe 90 minutes from home. So kind of find that sweet spot between, you know, Baker Park 25 minutes away and going all the way up north. I would also say, you know, some people talk about, oh, I'm just going to camp in my backyard to kind of test things out, which I've done. I've camped in my backyard. Honestly, though, if you really want to find out if you like camping, I don't think that will really tell you because you're too close to escape. And you're, oh, I forgot something. I can just run inside quick, right? So it's not a I don't think that's a true enough test. Maybe you can test a certain piece of equipment. You know, oh, I got a new tent and I want to see if it's comfortable to sleep in. Sure, try it in the backyard. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to get a good example, you know, go for one or two nights. Go somewhere that's under 2 hours away and give it a shot. The next tip I would have is around food. And I think there's lots of different things you can cook while you're camping. The biggest thing I would say is think about how you're going to cook. And maybe even if you want to cook. Do we want to just do, you know, cold meals? Do we want to just do sandwiches and things like that? That's fine. Or if you're going to cook, start with how that's going to work. Are you going to cook over a fire? Okay, then cook everything over a fire because you don't need to be on your first trip. You don't need to be cooking one thing over the fire and then also bring a stove and then also bring, you know, like an electric cook source or whatever.
Stove.
Like, don't do all those things.
DJ,
find one way.
Is it still camping if you order from Uber Eats? If they deliver food to you or if you get a pizza and you're out in the woods and the pizza guy shows up?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still camping.
Yeah, sure. That's still camping.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to get a good idea about whether you like camping or not if, you know.
I'm talking for Jordana, who can't make a fire. She needs she needs a way to.
Okay. Well, that goes to my next tip, is that I think if you're camping for the first time, you need to be intentional about who you're going with.
Right.
Okay? And I think you don't want to go with a huge group of people, okay, because things can get messy. People have different opinions.
Yeah.
People get stressed out. You don't know how they're going to react. But I think it is a good idea to go with a couple of people who you trust. So it's not, you know, maybe if you're a couple, if you're Mark Fry and his new wife, go with, like, you know, two other people who are a little more experienced and can help you along the way and can answer some questions. And it's more fun to go with people. So, Jordan, I know you don't know how to build a fire, but if you go with Paul and I and, you know, Lori and Katrina, then, you know, one of us can build the fire for you. So go with the right people.
So I think I know the answer.
Yeah.
But RVing.
That's a different thing.
Is that camping?
That's a good question.
I mean, if you're in a beautiful spot with a beautiful view and yet you have those creature comforts, you know, you got a shower inside and you got the king-size bed.
No, that's RVing. I think it's a different category.
Okay.
I enjoy that sometimes. I don't have one, but I've stayed in a camper a few times and it's fine. It's fun. But I don't think that's camping.
Not true camping.
No. What do you think?
I think if you're not in a sleeping bag, it's not really camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's interesting that's what you say, because when we camp in a tent, we usually bring an air mattress to blow up inside of the tent. We have a large, you know, and that's not if we're backpacking, but if we're going to like Lake Bemidji State Park, which we will go to this year, we're bringing a large 8-person tent, and we've got a queen air mattress. Depending on the temperatures at night, if it's not going to get super cold, well, we're just bringing a sheet and a blanket. We're not bringing a sleeping bag.
No sleeping bag.
So you don't think that counts as camping?
Well, no, I guess it does, but I just...
Of course it does.
I grew up with sleeping bags.
Okay, so here's one thing I'll say about supplies and what to bring and whether to bring the sleeping bag.
Provisions.
I think provisions. I think it's wise to buy as little as you can for that first camping trip. Maybe you'll have to buy a few things. Like, yes, you need a sleeping bag or something like that. You probably want an air mattress or something to sleep on. But I would buy as little as you can, not because you won't need those things or want those things, but there's thousands of camping things, camping supplies. You know, this air mattress, this sleeping pad, this stove, this cookware, tons of things. You know, dozens of kinds of tents. And the thing is, you don't really know which of those things you want as a camper until you go and try it. So I would encourage you to, for this first one, which again is 90 minutes away from home and is only one or two nights, to buy as little as you can. And then here's the key. Right when you get home, within 24 hours of getting home, you sit down and you make a list of here's the supplies that I had that I used. Here's the ones I didn't use. Here's the ones I want for next time, because it's fresh in your mind and you'll know. And here's an example of that. A lot of people, when they go camping, they bring like a big water source, right? You need to get water from the pump, which is maybe 100 yards away. So I'm going to bring a big 5-gallon collapsible water thing that I can go fill up from the pump and bring to my site and hang on a tree. So I always have a kind of a tap of fresh water. You know, and they're going to spend $60 on this device to go fill up. Well, that's cool. That's fine. You can have that. I bring a couple of gallon jugs from the gas station that I get on the way in, and they cost 69 cents. And to me, that's easier. But I don't know. You have to decide for yourself, is that one device, is that one camping tool something that I'm actually going to use or not? Because you can't get all 17,000 camping gadgets.
I learned the hard way as an Eagle Scout not to keep candy in my pants. and they told us.
Did you have an incident with a bear?
Ants?
The bears will come in and actually one of my fellow scouters was injured. A bear went in looking for food. And, kids, they bring food into their tent, candy bars, whatever.
Sure.
So you learn quickly. And again, I think it's camping if you have to tie your food up in a tree.
Yeah.
If you get your food off the ground, keep it away from the bears.
Okay, but let's be clear. If you drive 5 hours north and portage into the Bonner Waters, then yes, you need to have a bear-safe way to keep your food. Or if you're out in the Rocky Mountains, if you are at a state forest 90 minutes north of the Twin Cities, you do not need to do that. Like most areas in central and southern Minnesota, there is not a risk of bears. So on your first trip, hopefully that's not something you'll have to deal with.
George just sent me a text. Yep. She wants to know if there's a Marriott up in the Boundary Waters.
Yeah. Is there room service?
No.
Is there room? The bears bring you champagne?
Mark Fry, who again inspired this segment, he texted me back and said, does this mean we're going on a road trip sometime soon? And I said, sure, let's go. Which Mark doesn't know this, but if people invite, my family on a trip, we usually say yes. So keep that in mind before you invite us on something that we'll probably say yes.
I do want to do the Boundary Waters.
Yeah, okay, I'm in. Let's go.
I went up with my sons.
I've got a canoe.
When they were little, and my wife, and we hit a couple of lakes, and it was life-changing. If you haven't done it, that should be on your on your bucket list.
Absolutely.
Thank you, DJ.
So what did we learn? If you go camping, bring DJ.
Yeah. Keep you alive. Amen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.